May 24th, 1986, Nansemond Indian Spring Festival, held at the Moonlight Room, Chesapeake, Virginia.
We thank thee for the opportunity to gather together the fellowship one with another. We pray that that will be the center of this gathering today. Guide us and bless us and keep us in thy care. That's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
I don't believe it's wrong.
Next thing on the program is something I've been looking forward to for a long time with mixed emotions. The first guest that we will have, and I have been friends for many, many years, and we were co-workers for quite a few. But at the time we were working together, I'm sure neither of us ever thought that we would be standing up here today for an occasion such as this. At the time we were working together, I told him, Major, he in turn called me Cochise. But evidently, since that time, we had both gotten promotions of one type or the other. But seriously, though, it's with a great deal of pride and pleasure that I introduce Robert C. Decker, the Assistant Adjutant General of the Virginia National Guard. Accept this high honor and these colors, proudly carry them and respect its meaning as your ancestors did before you and as you are doing now to carry forth your lineage and history and pass it on to those who come after. On behalf of the Nansemond Indian Tribe, we accept this flag with honor, and we will maintain this flag as our ancestors did with honor. We thank you and the Virginia National Guard. Thank you. Would everyone please rise now so we can have the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag? Thank you. is a council report. You can see, since we've already accepted, we have to give it back so we can get it back again. For those of you who haven't seen it, that's taken a lot of hard, diligent work as a result of a long time bed.
Just one day.
We're very proud of this. Have the presentation of the tribal banner to Barry Bass by Honorary Task Chief Albert Bass. As we had gotten started a few minutes before the 1 o'clock program was supposed to start, I was going to let you know that this is a very informal, unrehearsed, relaxed type gathering today. So if you see any of us stumble up toes, fall on our face, just have a good hearty belly laugh right along with us. We'll enjoy it too. Now we're going to have a welcome on behalf of our Nansen Tribe by Chief Earl Bass. Glad you're here to see us here. We're glad to be in the front. I'm Earl Bass, the chief of the National Guard. Glad y'all are here. I appreciate it, and I turn things over to the 52th all in the country. Thank you, Chief.
And I hope you continue on doing that. Remember, say this on behalf of Earl.
again, I would like to say that I feel like I have been talking about it, I've known many of the tribe, and I've enjoyed their friendship, and I hope they've enjoyed mine, and I just hope that the team will see it, do the same, and I hope that team will come back in a good time next year. I was trying to manipulate that electronic nightmare back there to get more volume. Did it help any?
Yeah.
I have the next thing to introduce the guests, but the people came in clusters like grapes, so I never did get the chance to get the names of the guests. A little later on, I'll introduce all of our tribes that have joined us today and introduce the chiefs by name individually, at which time people will give you a short history of their tribe or anything else that they might want to enlighten you on. Are there any distinguished guests out there? Of course, everyone's distinguished, but is there anyone that I should know that's there that I don't? Anyone like to stand and be recognized or have a word to say? I can always call on the general again. They're never at a loss for words, you know. I think I got a negative from him. Well, the next thing on the program is something that we all look forward to with great anticipation each year, and that's when we have a peace pipe ceremony that will be led by Past Chief Curtis Tuscolo of the Mattapony Reservation, assisted by his wife, Minnehaha Tuscolo. At this time, I'd like for all the chiefs that are present to join him in the peace pipe ceremony. Chief Tuscolo?
Descendants of the Nancy's. We have gathered our people into our family home to pay honor to all who came before us and to all who shall come later. Lest they forget the proud blood that flows like hot fire within their veins. We are a family tied together by blood, years of pain. We are descendants of the Nancy's. We are here to be counted Americans of this great land. We are the consummation of our forefathers and mothers. We are here to bear witness to the role of our people in the history of this great country and to continue our culture so that all who follow will know we cared enough to leave them all that we are. We are descendants of the Nancy's. We are here to bear witness to the Great Spirit, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're here to give thanks and praise to Him who has brought us together as a family. Our children will sustain our belief who is the Most High, and will cultivate our heritage so that it will never again be lost or be set aside. We are gathered to proclaim that the hearts and souls of our ancestors lived on in us. We proclaim also that still strong within us is the love of the beauty of nature and of all living creatures. We proclaim our love of freedom and the strength of free will and will cherish both forever. We are descendants of the Nansemans. We are here still. We are here always. We are.
Is going to be a welcome dance by the Chickahominy Red Man Dancers led by Mr. Preston Atkins from the Chickahominy Tribe. We were going to have it in this area here, but it rained and we didn't know we had so much gravel until after it had dried out. So we're going to have the dancing over in the grassy area. For those of you out in front, it's going to be to your right. So if you'd like to stand up or walk over, and gather around so you can watch. Apologize for the inconvenience, but there's nothing we can do about the crowd. Fine to be seen, we're even able to see it on. Our peak hour is around 4 o'clock when we can go inside where it's air conditioned and we can have barbecue and chicken. Chief Richardson? The first chief I'd like to introduce to you is from the Halawasa Pony Tribe of Alliston, North Carolina. It's Chief W.R. Talking Eagle Richardson. Chief Richardson. One advantage of being the first one, I can take up all the time and there'll be no time left for the others, which I won't do. Turkey is a pleasure of being here, and as he stated, that my Indian name is Talking Eagle because I don't talk much. And he said that we would be limited to 5 minutes, and I promise I won't take over 45 extra minutes. I got my Tommy Hawk here so that he can't hit me over here back with me. Ladies and gentlemen, it's certainly a pleasure to be here. Are you hearing me all right? Is my mouth too big back there that I need to back off from the mic? Coming through all right? Beg your pardon? Fine, thank you. It is really a pleasure of being here, and I regret very much that more of my people is not here, but they all went to Wilmington. There's some big event going on at Wilmington today, but I'd already made a commitment to the
Nansemond Indian people, and I like to fulfill my promises. I'll tell you in brief a little history about our tribe. We are not too far from the Roanoke River, between Roanoke Rapids and Raleigh, North Carolina, in Halifax and Warren County. There are many scattered Indians, and I'm glad of this event to get back together and become united. I've heard of the Nansemond Indian tribe just a few years ago, and we did some research, and I won't tell you of some ties that we have laid together. We'll talk about that with the chief and your council later on. The enrollment of our tribal membership is about nearing 2,500. We have a State Commission of Indian Affairs in North Carolina, which I helped initiate, that State Commission of Indian Affairs, make up of all Indian tribes of North Carolina. The Indian population of North Carolina is some over 65,000, and ours number 25,000. We have our powwows every year, and we once had our Indian school. We're still struggling for survival as much well as all Indians. And I'm certainly glad to see this event underway here today. Maybe eventually that all Indians of from coast to coast, and I do travel a lot. I travel, we are represented with NCAI, and we're affiliated with Indian from Maine to Florida and from east. All up and down the eastern shore, I'm pretty well acquainted with all the tribes. So it certainly is a great honor and a pleasure. And I want you to know that I made a great sacrifice to come to keep my word. I had to come alone. But I didn't mind that. I made a commitment to my brother Chief Oliver Perry, that I would make it, and I came. So it's good to see old friends, and many that I have met before, and some that I have not met, but it's good to be in the presence of Indian brothers and sisters and others alike. And I expect Chief Perry to cool my feathers when my time is up, so I won't run over the time because there are others to come after me. Once again, we are between Roanoke Rapids and Raleigh. And we do have a State Commission of Indian Affairs that all tribes are represented in North Carolina. And our tribe is the third largest tribe in North Carolina. Those tribes in North Carolina are the Cherokees, Halliwell Saponas, Lumbees, Waccamaw Sioux, and Coharies, and other Indian organizations. So I'm grateful to see my Indian brothers here from Virginia and other parts as well. My tomahawk that you see that I have here has sacred very much to me because it was gifted to me by the Tuscarora tribe of New York. That's the third gift that had been presented from the Tuscarora Council. First one to President Eisenhower, and the next one to President Truman, and the next one to me by the chairman and a great historian, Chief Edison Mount Pleasant of the Tuscarora tribe of New York. I'm sure I've taken up my time and probably some more. So once again, it's good to be here. I'll leave time for my other Indian brothers, chiefs and others. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
He owes me a quarter. The next one that we have from North Carolina will be the representative of the Lumbee tribe from Pembroke, North Carolina, the Reverend Simeon Cummings.
I want to thank Chief Oliver Perry for inviting me here to come and be in this event. It's good to meet you here. Whenever Chief Richardson said that the others, Chief would speak, and I took myself to be the others, I'm not a chief, but I represent the Lumbee Indians from Robertson County. The Lumbee Indians are supposed to be the largest tribe of Indians east of the Mississippi River. I would say that the Lumbee Indians, we get our origin, that we were the Indians who met the Europeans whenever they came to the shores of North Carolina and Virginia, John White's Lord's colony, and history tells us that he went back to England to get supplies. And whenever he came back, his tribes, they were gone. They haven't been located, but I think it's plausible to say that the Lumbee Indians are descendants of John White's lost colony of the Harris Indians, were located on the Lumber River. And about 35,000 strong. I want to bring you greetings from the International Caucus, Native American Caucus across our nation, which I'm a member of, represented all the United Methodist Native Americans across our nation. I also bring you greetings from the Southeastern Jurisdictional Association for Native American Ministries. This association of the United Methodist Church represents our Native Americans. We are about 130,000 strong across the Southeast. It was out of an experience in Fayetteville, North Carolina at Methodist College that I had the privilege of meeting Mr. Perry. It is our purpose and our goal to build a Native American community across the Southeast. At this consultation, we had representatives coming from 9 of the states across the Southeast, and there we built a relationship. We got to know each other. At the consultation, we were given a time to list our hurts and our problems as Native Americans across the Southeast in pockets of different states. There were many, many problems. I don't have time to share with you the problems that were listed. But we hope to deal with some of those problems. And I want to commend the Nansen Indians in your recognition, state recognition, and to express words of appreciation to the state of Virginia in giving you this recognition. And I just pray and trust that more tribes across the Southeast will be getting their recognition in the future. One of the aims of our church that I'm part of at the General Conference was that an Indian has a right to be an Indian in his own country. We can observe our culture, and we can celebrate our culture as an Indian people, and I appreciate that very much. I believe tomorrow is going to be a brighter day for all of us. And we're looking forward to that day that we all can celebrate together and be people, one people, in the eyesight of God. May God bless you. Thank you.
Right. That's right. Tell.
Our next guest will be Representative Meharry Tribe from Ahaska, North Carolina. Chief R.R. Lewis has been invited, but I haven't heard from him. He's getting up in age now, but we are fortunate to have a spokesperson from the Meharry Tribe. So now I'll present to you Pat Reddick, Representative Meharry.
Good afternoon. I won't take much of your time, but I'd like to bring you greetings from a small band of Iroquois people to the south of us. Across the border, the Meharry tribe lies strong again. One thing I'd like to share with you is this meeting is a very proud one for me, because the Meharry, like the Nansen, were part of the greatest tribe that was picked up in the brochure. We were part of the treaty with England, all of us, together, as one. I like what I see here in this area, in that I see generations and generations. I see the young folks coming along. I see them being taught and trained as they should go in their industry. I pray that this will not fade in the national community. We pray that even though we're losing it in our own, with our elders leading us, that we have a great task to do and sharing the emptiness with our young folks. I pray that you'll continue to work on this, and that we can be a part of anything that you do in this country and everything. Please let us know, and you're more than welcome to our homeland as well. Thank you. We're now going to cross the state border and come back into the state of Virginia.
the next group that will be represented will be the Amherst County Indians from Amherst County, Virginia. They're in the western part of the state, rather north of Lynchburg. The first time I really and truly heard about them was attending one of the Convention of Indian meetings in Richmond, where they had representatives in attendance speaking in their behalf. So now I'd like to present to you their spokesperson, Mr. Roy Johnson.
Thank you, Chief Curry. First of all, I'd like to thank you for recognizing and inviting Sam. It's a great honor to be here today, and I hope to meet more of the people here and become better acquainted. Our people are the remnants of the once proud Sioux and Monica tribe with a few sprinkles of Cherokee in. We have more or less lived predominantly north of Lynchburg, near Amherst, kind of spread out over the years, and, excuse me, I'm not much of a spokesman, or a speaker for that matter. We have people spread out all over the state of Virginia, and into Maryland, and we are finally trying to get them all pulled back together and be recognized as a tribe. Chief Perry said it's one of our goals right now to be recognized by the state as a tribe. And we will be striving to, in the future, to achieve this goal. As I said, I'm not much of a speaker, and I'm not going to take up much time. And I want to thank you once again for inviting us down, and I hope I will be invited again. Thank you all.
Thank you, Lloyd. Good to have you here, and you will be welcome back the next time. We are getting closer to some of the home folks that most of you have met one time or another in the past. But the next person that I'm going to present to you will be speaking in behalf of the Chickahominy tribe in Charles City County, Virginia, Chief Oliver Adkins. He gave a little bit of information a while ago. He didn't want me to tell anybody, and I promised that I would not, so I won't. But today happens to be his 75th birthday. Chief Oliver Adkins.
More than what we have in the past as representatives of the many tribes. My tribe is the Chickahominy. They live in James City County, Buchanan County, and Charles City County. It's been a pleasure to work for them, a pleasure to do all that I can for helping Indian people. Not only in my tribe, but other tribes as well. It's my pleasure to visit the tribes in Maine, past recorders in the Mi'kmaq, the Indians in Michigan, the Lenape, the ones in Delaware, Crocs, and many others. And I hope that in the future that we can get together as we have today to reacquaint with the ones that we have met and the ones that we hope we'll meet again. Thank you very much.
Happy birthday, Chief. The next tribe is going to be represented here by someone if he survives. He's been suffering from hunger pangers all day. I don't know whether he's going to collapse, but he has 5 minutes he has to come up here and speak. So, to represent the Chickahominy Eastern Division, I'd like to present to you Chief Marvin Bradley.
Thank you, Chief Kern. I expected that comment. I had told him this morning that I had left at least by 9:45 and had eaten rather early this morning, and I needed a snack before 4 o'clock this afternoon. So far, he has not let me live that down yet. I would like to take just a moment to thank Chief Kern and the Manselman group for inviting all of us to participate today with them. We appreciate their welcome and their friendly attitude and their joint efforts with others. Some notes that I jotted down, I thought that I'd share with you today, that with the Nansemans particularly, I believe this day will be in the future a historical event that each of the tribal members of the future will reflect back upon. And as you reflect back upon it, you'll think about the many different types of work that had to be done, the different challenges that you had to complete, even before this event took place. Just to speak just a moment about the Eastern Chickahominy, we are located in New Kent County, and we're a small group, and we're approximately 3 miles east of Providence Port. We're not that far from Chief Oliver Edkins' group. But when we think back about the past, we think about some of the hardships that have taken place. We also think about the fact, particularly with some of the older, and even I myself share this viewpoint, that our history seems to be a little closer to us in our background than that of most Americans. And as a result, we look back to see what has been achieved and what yet has to be achieved. As a result, those things that we see that should have been done and has not been done are yet challenges for us for the future. And closing remark, I see the interest of Chief Oliver Perry here, being the assistant chief of the Manselman, and his eagerness to carry the tribe forward. And I would urge each of his group to give him the needed support. So, again, to the Manselman, we thank you for the opportunity to share with you on this day. Our next speaker, representing the Mattapani Reservation in King William County, is Chief Webster Costello. Chief? Thank you.
give yourself this voice to dream. That they have endured through the census. And we are here today with a wonderful 5 years in Antwerp, who has been through life in the same way that all of us have, but they have come back and are growing. They were once, the history that I have says that the Antwerp in the early 1600s was a powerful tribe. Was a great tribe, but they too were squandered. But they are coming back, and one day the great earth will provide that they will be a great tribe again. All around these streams and lakes and waters here in this county once resided the Antwerp Indians. This is where they lived. They resided, they hunt, they fish, they had food and shelter. And they will come back one day to be a great tribe, a noble tribe again. We are really proud of them. And we must say one thing. We ask the great spirit, when we look to the great spirit, to richly bless them. Strengthen each and every one of us, but you'll get courageous courage, and we pray that the great spirit will shower you with the blessings of the soul. You know, it's a long history we could talk upon a long time, but we don't have but a few minutes here to talk, so I'll make the other teacher down here that watch this chair here behind me that he don't pull all my back covers out. But we are really proud of the Antwerp tribe, and the Antwerp tribe feel proud of all the Indians in the state of Virginia and everywhere. And today we want to thank you for this privilege of being here. And we pray God's blessing that be with each and every one here today. That's on these grounds. And may the great spirit guide you and lead you and teach you. And remember that the great spirit loves you. And God bless you all. Thank you.
I've been getting a lot of credit and recognition as being chief of the Antwerp tribe. In reality, I'm the assistant chief. Chief Earl Bass is the chief. And he spoke to you earlier. I'm going to ask him if he would like to speak to you again. He declined. He said he put everything he had in a few words. But in reality, if you check your program, you'll find an insert in there that was written through the courtesy of Dr. Helen Ramfree from the Old Dominion University. She is an honorary member of both the Nansemond tribe and the Upper Mattapony tribe. And so Dr. Ramfree, we thank and appreciate the brief history of the Nansemond tribe that is in the program. The next tribe that will be represented will be the Pamunkey tribe from the Pamunkey Reservation, Chief Phil Miles from King William County.
Good afternoon. I'm happy to be with you today. Pamunkey Reservation is about a 2.5-hour ride from here in King William County, and we're close to the Brandy's tribe, and we're close to Mattapony and the Upper Mattapony. I would like to congratulate Nansemond on getting their state recognition and also their efforts in getting their tribe reorganized. The publicity that we have received lets the public know that we have not abandoned. The more we can work together and benefit all Virginia Indians, I think we'll be to all of our advantages. Bosconi, thank you.
Thank you, Chief. The next tribe that we're going to hear from the spokesperson is the Rappahannock. They reside primarily in Essex in the Suffolk County area of Virginia. We're going to hear from, I'm assuming it's a Ms. Jamie Ware. Jamie.
On behalf of the Rappahannock tribe, thank you for the invitation. I appreciate you welcoming us here. And we came down here last year and we felt like we were family, and we felt the same way again this year. As I see it, we're all brothers under one nation, but I more especially appreciate seeing the Native Americans come together as one family. I apologize if the chief cannot be here today. His wife has had a lot of sickness, and Chief Nelson is probably at home taking care of her. She goes back and forth to Richmond, Virginia every day to the hospital. On behalf of the tribe and the Native American band of the United Rappahannock tribe, thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. The next tribe to be represented is the Upper Mattapony tribe in King William County. Most of the people in the Nansemond tribe are well acquainted with the Upper Mattapony because so many of them have visited us during some of our meetings. But I'd like to call your attention to a topographical area in the bulletin. It's listed as Chief William Custolo. That is erroneous. It should be Chief Linwood Custolo, who is a medical doctor. So now we're going to let him do a little surgery and correct this. Chief Custolo.
Assistant Chief Perry, fellow chief, and assistant chief, a member of the Powhatan group, another representative tribe, and all other guests, it is indeed an honor and pleasure that the Upper Mattapony tribe can be with you today. We thank you for the invitation. In listening to some of the other long-winded chiefs before me, such as my father from the Mattapony Reservation, not really. He took all of my time. He thought that I was coming on a little after it, but we are indeed honored to, again, to be able to gather and to think again in unity. Again, we are called the Powhatan Confederation in history. They're called tribes separately, but yet a tribe to me means a nation. And I don't feel that we are a Powhatan Confederacy, but I feel that we are a Powhatan tribe with separate villages, such as different cities in the state of Virginia, or in the nation of the United States, different states. We are the same people. We have spoken the same language as we do today, though it's English. But we also have brother tribes, the neighboring tribes, that likewise we mentioned one, the Lenni Lenape, who also could come into the Powhatan community amongst the Powhatan villages and speak to them in their language without having to use sign language or an intermediary. So they likewise are our brothers. As are all the other Indian people that we have in common as Native Americans. Just to let you know a little history about our tribe, we are located along the upper part of the Mattapony River. There are really two aspects of the Mattapony River we should think of, and that's the upper part and the lower part. And basically, the upper part is where the Mattapony River moves upwards towards the mountains, or the west part of the county, and the lower part towards the mouth of the river as it enters into the York River, which enters into the bay. The reservation is located in what we call the eastern part of the Mattapony, and we're located more west, the western part of the Mattapony River. So we're called the Upper Mattapony. We are urban Indians. Like many of you here that are visiting, and we too have weathered the storm and have at times had to go underground to maintain our identity, but we're still here. We do have to give credit to the two reservation tribes, who incidentally are the oldest two reservations in the United States of America. But they've weathered, they've maintained their identity through the storms and held on and refused to surface underground. Actually, they could not surface underground due to the reservations on which they live. But we respect them for that. And we also love them because they're a part of us. And I think, really, being located in the King William County, the Mattapony and the Monkey Tribe and the Upper Mattapony have been so interrelated in marriage that we can really say that we are one in the family as the King William County Indians. Be more broadly defined. That's a little bit about our history. And we too, like the Nansemond, are moving forward to organize and to develop an acute identity in Virginia and in this nation. But more important than as a tribe of the Upper Mattapony, I would once again like to see it as a tribe, the Powhatan people. And that recognition come back as it once was. And recognized by other Indian tribes as such. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. I'm going to deviate from the program a little bit right now in order to avoid a lot of the moving around. I'm going to skip the dances and go into the introduction of the guest speakers. After the guest speakers, then we will have the dancing.
and you won't have to be shifting around in your chair so much, and it'll speed things up a little bit. So, Preston, bear with me, and after the game.